There's a funny one that always sticks in my mind. Was I was doing a show at the Empire Theatre in Liverpool, and I pointed right up into the upper seats, and there was a lady sitting there. I said, "Darling," I said, "I need to come to you. I've got your husband Fred with me." And she went, "Fred?" I went, "Yes." I said, "My husband Fred." I said, "Yes, love, your husband Fred." She said, "You can tell him to clear off." She said, "I had nothing to do with him when he was here." And she said, "I certainly don't want anything to do with him now." So that sort of rather killed that one, excuse the pun, rather dead, you know.
When you take your show on the road, Colin, how does it work? Well, what format does the evening take?
I always say to people that are coming to my evenings, you know, I know you're coming for a message, but I'm going to make you part of the message. And, you know, I conduct my evening so that even those people that don't get individual messages go away and feel as though they've gained out of being there. You know, you hear all these awful things on the news about, you know, the terrible human behaviour, but, you know, actually, people do like to see nice things, good things happen for people. And, you know, even those people that don't get the individual messages, they go away feeling good because they've seen it happen for somebody else. Think of The Sixth Sense, but think of it as a live version with a few gags and a few cracks thrown in as well.
Now, imagine, if you will, you've got a couple, and the wife is a big believer and she's a big fan. The husband is a complete skeptic. What would you say to him about coming to see your show?
I have absolutely no objection to skeptical people coming along to my show. And I say, you know, a healthy degree of skepticism is not a bad thing, but don't be cynical. Come along to my evenings and they come as skeptics and they go away. I wouldn't necessarily say believers, but they certainly go away with a lot to think about.
Well, Colin, a reminder of those dates again. In Benalmádena, Thursday the 9th of October, and in Gibraltar on Saturday the 11th. To find out more about Colin Fry live, just pop along to our website, which is global.fm. Colin, really looking forward to seeing you on the Costa del Sol soon.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
Great to talk to you today.
Take care. God bless. Bye now.